This past week marks a sad anniversary in one corner of the music world. In December 2009, the Philadelphia guitarist Jack Rose died of a heart attack. He was just 38 years old, and he was on the verge of releasing a new album of the music he was known for. It's called Fingerstyle Guitar. The style of music that Rose played doesn't have a huge fan base these days, but for one musician who paid a visit to our studio, Rose meant a lot.
So we'll just wait to make sure that these guys are rolling. Yeah.
Daniel Bachman is a 23-year-old guitarist who loves traditional guitar music, and he grew up listening to Jack Rose. Bachman talked with us about his new album. It's called Seven Pines. And he played us a song off that album. The song's called Sun Over Old Rag. Bachman is his own musician, but we got to talking about what Jack Rose means to him.
He was a shining example of, like, how to be a professional musician, especially in, like, the kind of, like, outer regions of the music world. Because he didn't really fit in with a lot of the more listened-to stuff, but he still did it.
When did you first discover Jack Rose?
It was probably, like, 16. My sister and I started going to his shows. And I kind of just, like, followed him around. And he was always really friendly to me. I was, like, kind of like the teenage, like, hey, guy, kind of, you know, like, I'm at your show again kind of thing.
Is there a bit or a phrasing or something that in your mind is like a signature sound or a riff that Jack Rose did that you could play for us?
Yeah, I could. This one is, it's on a number of his songs. It's like, he does like the kind of chunky chord progression stuff. It's like, this is so weird. This is like what I practice with.
Does it feel intimidating to play his music a little bit?
It does. I never play it live. Because I don't want to like, I really care about what he made. And I don't feel like it's appropriate for me to like, do that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's like his thing.
Jack Rose passed away in 2009. He died. What happened for you musically after that?
I don't know. I guess it was shocking. It was, you know, your number one guy. The one guy that you could ask questions to about, like, oh, I've got this gig, or like, hey, what tuning were you using? You know, you can't ask those questions anymore. I feel like I'm kind of just like rolling solo.
Daniel Bachman, his new album is called Seven Pines. Daniel, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Do you want to just pick something to play us out on? Anything you want?
This song's called White Oak.
You can catch more of Daniel Bachman's music, including a Tiny Desk concert, at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.